booties go. My first will be like a million birds. Last time on a college
You know why I like this song here? I like this song because it was on that movie with the lady. What's that lady name? The comedian. She not Rosie O'Donnell, the new one. McCartney, Melissa McCartney.
Oh, yeah.
And she was like this rich person that lost all the money, and she was rapping on this song. Let me stay there. What's up, y'all? Welcome back to the Purple House, y'all. While we are doing Music of the Millennium 2005 to 2009, I have on the panel DJ Damien, and I have my girl Ness also with the big thighs and the big fries, because jam don't shake like that. But so y'all, I decided to throw a wrench into it. We only had like four categories. I decided to make one extra one. And it is all about the vertical tango and the encounter of the intercourse. Yes, y'all, I am talking about sex. So for you guys and gals and ghouls, do you have a favorite sex song? We're gonna baby let whoever wants to. I mean, well, shit, the baby making music is gone. You know, that was our. That's how we got here. Mm-hmm. So, what they making babies tonight? A can of poking bees and weenies. You know, I mean, I don't know, but you know, like I like one that I have particular. But I'm going to like wait, and whoever wants to chime in with their favorite sex song first, can y'all give us that person and the reason why you think that would be your favorite sex song?
Do you want to go and you want me to? Okay. I love this artist in general.
Mm-hmm.
But when she released this song, this EP, I about shit myself because this song was like,
you know what? You've really been talking about that for a long
time.
Flatulence.
I'm sure that y'all will hear about this later on down the line, but I've shit myself a couple times. Anyways, this song, I heard it, and when I'm like sitting there, I was listening to it, I was like, I found myself just like putting on repeat, and the next thing I knew, I was like texting one of my fuck buddies, and I was like, you need to give me that baby batter to this song right now because I'm making pancakes. And it is called SWV by Summer Walker. And it is.
Did she say, give me that baby batter because I'm making pancakes?
Give me that baby batter, yes. Pancake time.
Okay, I lost all that one. So what's the name of this group?
Summer Walker. It's just one girl.
Oh, it's one girl. Okay.
She's an R&B singer. She's dating or was dating the producer London on the track. She sounds odd. Like she is auto-tuned some in this, but like on her Tiny Desk performance, like she legitimately sounds like this.
Chance here? It's like brand new. Let's lie. I'm brand new.
She sound like somebody familiar.
You've probably heard some of her songs and not realized it's her.
She sound like Janae Aiko.
They have a song together, but I will kill you.
Oh, that girl with the big old lips. She a black girl. But you a black girl too, shit. I never heard this.
Noah.
Oh, everybody sounding like people for the millennium, huh? Shit. Can I sound like Dolly Parton?
Don't cry.
I'm sorry, I like Dolly Parton.
I do too. The
only part
I don't like is the part where he says that he's
going to
give it a chicken
for
his wife. I'm like, come on, don't ruin your queen's
vibe.
Shit, I don't know,
y'all. Dicks do ruin
lives sometimes.
I go.
Yeah, like that.
Yeah, man.
Shit.
I mean, okay, that's fair.
I can't have my life ruined. I got things to do tomorrow. No, I can't be sitting at home hitting high notes like Mariah Carey when you outside with your boys like Lil Jon and the East Side Boys. I won't go party too like that. You know? Work, I'm gonna give you this dick and ruin your life.
See, I don't know. That's right. Like, I get it. I'm just like,
that's cool. All right. That's what's up. That's what's up. I think that song got my song beat. I ain't gonna lie. Especially because it's a millennial song. I don't really have a lot of millennial songs. So, I'm gonna go next. I guess, yeah, I'll go next so you can end this in one and then you can come in with the next one for the closeout. So, y'all, like I said, I'm not really into the millennium music, but one song had really, really piqued my interest, and it was Kalani. Now, Kalani was like, I heard my cousin play, like, her music before, and I, like, it kind of caught me off guard, but then I also found out that she did Gangsta, which was from the Suicide Squad, Distraction. Really? So, yeah, you know, I need a gangsta. That's Kalani, yeah. So when she did that, I thought it was real good. So I actually went to go, you know, listen to that song and ended up finding the song that my cousin liked and played like 50 times a day that I started liking. So this song right here, y'all, is Kalani, Distraction.
How you spell Kalani?
K-E-L. Or is it K-E? No, K.
It's K-E-L-A-H-I.
I know they had an H in it.
When you said Kalani, I thought you, for some reason, I thought that was the name of the song. I was like, is that a drink? And I feel like a dick now. I'm sorry, Kalani.
See, there you go, uh-huh. Right, yeah, and she was, I mean, as far as like her music's really good. I know she did the song with, is that Tiana Taylor? When it was like the lesbians.
Oh, yeah.
That's a hot sex song, too. Yeah. But, y'all, here is Kalani with Distraction. I want to dance off of this like a stripper.
Go on with your bathtub. I bet you won't.
That's why I wanted a stripper pole.
Do me a favor. Pick me up, pick me up later. Don't worry about no paper. Cause I got my stacked up. My life can get crazy. I deal with shit on a daily. But baby, I'm thinking maybe we could agree to work it out like this. Cause I need you to give me your time.
I think this song was really good. I think for her to even like, her music is, I can say if Bruno Mars was a girl, she would give me like his style. And I notice now a lot of the girls that are into the millennial music are now more what I would say sexually open, which is going to be a topic on our show soon. They're more sexually open about, you know, like showing their femininity and, you know, showing the love for the same sex. So, you know, because men are so hard up.
At the end of the day, it's about, it's your performance. It's your, what the song is about. It's not necessarily meaning that you go out there like that.
Right.
But that song requires you to be sexy. You gotta be sexy.
Right.
You can't go up there and look like some, you know, church girl. Well, maybe
right.
You can, but
Michelle Williams.
You know what I mean?
Right.
You can't go out there and do that and do a song like this.
Michelle Williams.
You know? Right. Mm-hmm.
Talk about losing her breath and got a gospel album.
Like if you're gonna play that stuff in church, then
I'm gonna be like, do you, Jesus.
Just don't make it
funny. You know? Shit, you're right though. But you know, like, I just love the fact that I can definitely say that the millennials have pushed the fucking limit on a lot of things, you know, music wise, television wise. Like now y'all, they saying fuck on regular TV. You know, so it's like there is no boundary now from television. So if they're saying fuck on TV and it's regular TV, what that is, the little show, American Horror Story, which is on TNT, no, which is on FX, they're like, they got the dude showing his ass cheeks now. You know what I'm saying? And this is regular cable. Oh God, I love Evan Peters. He can long me all day. You know, I ain't even gonna lie. I do have a thing for that.
Tell
Evan.
Yourself, girl.
That Evan Peters is fine. But anyway, kudos to Evan Peters and Kalani, you know, for that awesome song Distraction. Now we are at our last topic, and I hate to get off of the millennials.
Wait. Oh, I'm get a sexy song.
You did get. Oh, I thought you did.
Are
see,
the sexy
you
song.
Are the sexy sound.
Just for that one, though.
All right, go ahead, get it. Come with that man.
They're about to get pregnant up in here, y'all.
Uh-oh.
I think I
built
the baby cake.
When we
no words needed. Y'all give it up for my man Bruno.
I got a body full of liquor with a cocaine kicker, and I'm feeling like a 30 feet tall.
All right, take my coins. Oh, I remember this song. Okay.
What's your song, baby?
Say it now. Say it now.
Is there a return policy?
Well, Bruno Mars got two songs in on this show. Ain't that something?
At least I'm on the show.
Right.
What's wrong with it?
All right, some old facts about Bruno Mars.
He's
5'4".
He is?
Oh, I didn't know he was that short.
But he can put it down like, you know, I'm just saying.
He might have a big dick because, you know, he looked like he one of them Brazil boys. So the Brazil boys, oh, they be packing.
Hey, take it out when there's a good hair.
Yeah. You know, like a bowling pin hitting his knees back and forth. You know, strike. Shit. For real. Why you laughing? I'm serious. Like a bowling pin hitting them kneecaps.
Oh my God.
Woo!
You ready to go somewhere else on that one?
Right? Come on, rock and bowl. That's what's up, y'all.
The same again, y'all.
Right? Thank you. Hated it.
Ready?
Uh-oh.
Give it to me, motherfucker.
Oh, nah.
I need an adult.
No. You know, like this song, in my mind reminds me of like right after you have sex and you got that good dick. And the dude get up and he walk off like he was the badass of the world. And you under the blanket like this. Oh, you know? Y'all know y'all just been through that.
Sitting there like a toaster strudel.
Yeah.
Like,
see, the thing is, you gotta listen to the song because what he's saying is what she is telling you.
Mm-hmm.
So.
Yeah, he wore that knock it out.
Because she wanted it like that. So she ain't gonna be hiding under the covers like, baby, look.
Right?
I'm a little monkey. All over you.
Uh-oh. You know it's Black History Month. We can't use a monkey.
Oh.
We can't use them. Not monkey. Anything else but that. Well, you know, you can hop on them like a mongoose or something. You know. You ain't gonna
do it. Have you heard Light Skin Keisha song Monkey? I got monkey on the dick. Fucking on the dick monkey. Put that shit aside. Put it deep inside my stomach. Sorry.
We listen to
Boop.
He caught up.
I'ma
cut up.
Yeah, sorry.
I'ma
cut up.
No,
don't cut up.
Oh!
Don't die the other side. Right. I'm proud. This is the first time when I did a music episode where the artist was repeated. You know, so this is awesome. Kudos.
Not on purpose, but.
Yeah. That's kudos to Bruno Mars, y'all. You know, I mean, he's totally worth my while. Like, I'd rather watch him sing something like this than watch Friends.
I don't watch Friends, but it's just funny.
You know, I mean, hey.
She was like, I wish she could have just seen the look she gave me. She was like, say something, please.
Right? I'll be trying to, like, y'all, come on, get in. Oh, no. But, like I said, y'all, kudos to Bruno Mars. I wish he was the one that ripped off Janet Jackson's titty patch. But,
I can't beat you. Know,
hey, no, can't beat him. Mickey Mouse Club.
Bring your sexy bag. Yeah.
Right? So, this is where things get a little serious. I had a song, but I thought that song was going to be really, really deep. Okay? So I pulled away from this song for the millennium, and I wanted to do a song that would bring me out of the rut. That's what I would say. Mm-hmm. Which the rut could be anything that has you down, depressed, out, don't want to be bothered. My song would be Call Me When You're Sober by Evan Essence.
Wow.
I told you, I knew you was gonna like that. Uh-huh. Yeah.
You
know, that video, y'all.
The video is
gorgeous.
You know, I love this.
The whole reenactment of the Little Red Riding Hood mm-hmm. having the superpowers of the telekinesis, and that part when when all the maids had leaned their heads like this and spun in the air, I said, "All right, bitches," you know. So, I think that it was it's a strong, powerful song because she's like letting you know, like, hey. You don't call me when everything is going good. Mm-hmm. You call me when everything is fucked up. Mm-hmm. So you need my help every time? Fuck that. Fuck that shit. So here we go, y'all, with Evanescence. Call Me When You're Sober.
You love me. You'd be here with me. You want me.
I love this song, y'all. I wish we had a long dining room table like that. I'll walk that bitch too. I will walk that runway for the gods, honey.
Walk all up and down that bitch.
I love this. Not only that, y'all, but the band in this song, don't get me wrong, the band is good. But if you really listen to the band in this song, they are so well controlled that the way that they...
Her voice was
Yeah.
You don't hear a lot of rock bands have, you know, especially a female that has a voice like that, and regularly can blend in with
and hold on
all the hardness of it's like it's on point. You know, it'll power her, she don't overpower me.
Right.
It's like right there in the bottom.
Couldn't take the
blame. Yeah. Yeah.
Perfect.
Yeah. I mean, like, she's not overpowered. And my thing is this. Amy Lee can definitely hold her own. You know what I'm saying? Like, if she went to go do this acoustic, she would sound awesome. If she do it with the band full on, she still sounds awesome. And I noticed that, like, you know, when it comes down to music these days, a lot of it is being more computerized, and I totally understand because a lot of people cannot deal with the smoothness of the what's the name of the music when you're playing like with the guitar?
Acoustic.
You know, like a lot of people can't fluctuate their voice to sing songs and sing loud when it comes to songs that are full bands like this, you know. So I totally love that. I love the fact that they also had a ballad, Lithium, which I think is beautifully played, you know. And like, I never thought that I would be like so in tune with a group like this, but y'all, this band Evanescence, y'all, to me, I think is totally awesome.
Ooh. You know the other songs? Bring it to life.
Yeah.
Sorry, that was
that song, yeah?
I'm sorry.
I knew I was gonna get you. Oh, yeah. Now what you got, my love?
Okay, so this song, when you listen to it, you're not going to probably take the same thing that I took from the song. What I took from it is called The Spirit of Susie by Baby Mother. It's off of her new album, Motherland. And background story about her, she used to be a prostitute, and she was very open about it, about being a sex worker. I myself have been a sex worker for about 10 years. And with that, the song is literally, I had a really bad, really, really bad time a few months ago.
Mm-hmm.
And I was in a really dark place, and when this came out, the song came on, and I don't know, like, there's just something about it that, like, kept making me, like, listen to it. And it just is kind of a reminder of, like, the things that I have done to get to where I am. Not where I am. I did not expect to see myself where I am now. But as the person I am now, to remember where I come from.
Mm-hmm.
And know that, like, I am that bitch. I could still be that bitch that I was back then. But I'm not. I'm this bitch. But I'm still that bitch.
Right. You know, like I totally agree with that. Like, you know, mm-hmm. like me and you had a conversation earlier today that I was saying, you know, like it drives me that when you're doing something good in life, mm-hmm. that negativity is around us so much and so hard that instead of you getting kudos, you know, for you making a good decision to change your life for the better, before mm-hmm. you get that, a person will come up to you and tell you what you used to do to get you to think back and fall back into those ways. And, you know, my thing is, like, you got to look forward and you got to keep stepping forward because, you know, if you turn back, you might be like, you know, old girl in the Bible and turn into a pillar of salt.
Right.
You know, which means you got to be determined. You have to be consistent in life. You know what I'm saying? If you want greatness, you have to step for greatness. You have mm-hmm. to move in the way these people move. You have to stand the way these people stand. Exactly. Not saying that the ones that are with you or around you are the ones that's pulling you down. But guess what? If you want that in your life, you got to push it, you know?
Yeah, exactly. And it, It it also, like, the main lyrics that really got me in the song is, looking for revenge, I slit his wrists and slit his tires. And it's just, like, do you want to go, like, do you want to go back to that person? Do you want to actually look for revenge? Do you want to, like, go down that path of, like, negativity or anything like that?
Mm-hmm.
Because then following up that is, see the hoe and help fuck him again, that pussy fire.
Mm-hmm.
And, yeah.
Or,
it's just a,
you know, like I was saying, too, about, like, the seven deadly sins. There was only one sin that they just didn't put with those, and that was revenge. Sometimes revenge mm-hmm. is better left in karma's hand. You yeah. know what I'm saying? Because it can totally, if you jump into it, it can totally change the timeline mm-hmm. of, you know, the outcome,
exactly.
you know, and maybe put you in a deeper hole than what you started in,
exactly.
you know. So what's the name of the song, my love?
The Spirit of Susie.
The Spirit of Susie by?
Baby Mother.
Baby Mama. Mother.
Yellow beans with a squirrel kid, rubbing on his dick. Yellow diamonds on my chest. Why the sporty took a piss? Why the kids? He know I'm the shit. Don't buy in my crib. If he don't fuck me like he hate me, I'ma fuck his friend. Never trip. I keep niggas in rotation like a clip. If he don't wanna eat me out, I'ma throw a fit. Ground bitch. Switch up on him if he think he own this. Long this. Please return it when it's over. Gone bitch. He pulls up and lick the kid. I'm busting like a hot dog.
So is she new? You know, that's awesome. You know, like, you never know who has a story that can change somebody else's life. You know what I'm saying? Like, you know, I make a lot of jokes about a lot of things, but you never know, because you didn't put that pepper jack cheese on your sandwich at Subway, that could have stopped your heart attack. You know what I'm saying? It just simple things like that. Just knowing your everyday life could also turn out to be somebody's proof to their testimony. You know, because we all go through. And I love it when it comes down to, like, female rappers, because before they would accept gratitude, they will actually tell you about their humility. You know what I'm saying? Like, I don't hear a lot of male rappers talk about their downtime. Female rappers have always told you, hey, not only did I start from the bottom, my music's going to tell you the story about when I was at the bottom and didn't have nothing. You know, and I love that. I love that about the lifting up a woman.
It's really funny you say that, too, because this album is all about reclamation. She's been through a really hard time with one of her baby fathers. She found out that he's actually a pedophile. And
wow.
She even addresses it in the first song on the album. And like, just her play on words and everything, but, like, she when she announced the album was coming out, because it's her first album in, like, 3 years.
Right.
And it's got over 25 songs on it.
That's what's up, y'all. Kudos to
Baby Mother.
You know, mother is like tear the house down, you know. It's like you about to walk for the gods.
Yeah.
It's baby mother. So, y'all, Damien?
Yeah.
Would be your get over it, get through it, get by it, past the room, through the room, around the room. What would be your uplifting song?
This song here, the song I really wanted to pick, it's not a Millennium song, so I can't, obviously I can't do Man in the Mirror. But this song here, after, like, listening to it and really listening to it and understanding how it made me feel,
mm-hmm.
like, it was just like, definitely, this is, when I'm having a bad day, this is what I want to listen to, and you know, just to make me feel better, just to, just you know, it's not the, you know, it's not the end. It's, you know, tomorrow's another day, and you just gotta pick it up and rock out.
You almost made me emotional.
I know.
Let me hold back my tears.
And this is an emotional, like, song just because of who sings it.
Mm-hmm.
So just, he's gonna rock out.
I actually might. I really might cry.
Get down.
One of my friend June that passed away. It's one of her favorite.
Oh, I know this song.
It starts with
one thing. I don't know why. It doesn't even matter how hard you try. Keep that in mind. I'm resigned. It's trying to explain in due time. All I know. Time is a valuable thing. Watch it fly by as the pendulum swings. Watch it count down to the end of the day. The clock takes life away. It's so unreal. Didn't look out below. Watch the time go right out the window. Trying to hold on to, didn't even know. Or wasted it all just to watch you go. I kept everything inside, and even though I tried, it all fell apart. What it meant to be will eventually be a memory of a time I tried so hard.
You know, this song is the truth. This song is the truth. As much as we, as beings, can do so much that people could see it's right or wrong. When we leave here, none of that shit matters. You know what matters? How these people remember us. That's how we live. You know, and if it happens like that, y'all, then I don't mind giving all of it up. I just want to live forever and let them remember that, hey, Tracy was the fucking nutcase. You know, my thing is, I feel like my calling is that when I leave this world, that people who mention my name, they would smile. And I think that I'm really pulling that through. You know, like, I want people to know that, yeah, I am a giver. You know, I don't want to be top-notch philanthropist of the world. I don't want to be the richest billionaire with shit going down on the elevator. I just want to be happy and let my light inside of me shine as bright as it should, even though you can't do that in this world. You know? Believe me, do I want to be like the people from Cocoon and unzip my skin off and be that big shiny glow thing that was flying? Of course I do. But here, people will accept that and use it against you. You know what I'm saying? And the thing is that, like, we have to really think about, especially, you know, like, you guys are younger than me and stuff, like, start finding out what your path is in life now and start sticking that mud. If you want to be successful in music, get it. If you want to be successful doing writing books, do it. Because guess what? The only thing that's going to stop you is you. The only thing that's going to make you successful is you, y'all. You know,
I learned that always. It's like I kept, you know, blaming everybody else but myself, because it was, you know, why am I ended up in the same spot every time? Why am I, like, you know, working so hard, but I end up in, you know, I take two steps forward, you know, boom, knock back three. And it's because I keep doing the same bullshit.
Right.
And not, you know, and not fixing it.
Right,
you know,
right.
Just, you know, everybody, you know, picking a scapegoat and just blaming on everybody else when it's my fault. Because I'm allowing it to happen.
Mm-hmm.
What, like, the three of us also have in common is, like, I mean, granted, like, I'm very white, but, like, growing up in the Latino community, like,
you
cannot be, what? Shut up.
That's what I said.
I thought you was a Shalmatian.
No, but, like, seriously, like, you can't be part of the LGBTQ community and be part of the Black community or Latino community and, like, actually have support and, like, know what that's like and be able to sit there.
Wait, chill.
And sit there. But it's like, it's a lot.
Sit out there. I know, right? No, I'm gonna let it keep recording because I can't stand her. With all that. Don't want to come to the podcast, but watch y'all. When she walk in here, she gonna be drunk as fuck. Hush, baby. You see how they do us? Do you see it, America? Okay.
Why, because of Corona?
No, yeah. Manchester set the whole city of Louisiana down. This is why I say I want to go to Mississippi.
The mayor can't do that.
Yes, she can. Manchester set the whole Louisiana down. Freeport too, bitch. And I normally go dance out there.
She don't control
no, Manchester controls the whole state of Louisiana. The mayor of Louisiana, that's why it's called Baton Rouge. The state capital.
That's the governor.
And that's governor? Mayor Cantrell.
What? Is she the governor now? Girl, I'm done.
Mayor Cantrell, bitch.
She is.
She shut the whole fucking Louisiana down. If y'all don't watch the fucking news, we got smart TVs.
She just fucked our intimate moment, yeah. All love, yeah. And all real.
I'm sorry, y'all, but Mayor Cantrell just enforced that shit. The whole state of Louisiana shut down.
The whole state of Louisiana is shut down. Now that we heard that, America, from the person who didn't come and do the podcast, and she's on the panel, but she's here late, and she got a bottle of Crown Apple.
Delicious.
Man, this is why I say, bitch, I'd rather go drive an hour, bitch. Not even an hour, bitch. 30. How fast you get there in
the
AMG, bitch?
What?
Where's AMG? 36 minutes, bitch.
To go. Where?
Alabama and Mississippi. That's what we should have been at, bitch. We should have got our Airbnb and been trapping that bitch up.
You ain't tell me about that. See that? You see that, America?
She always
do shit like that.
We was supposed to go to Slidell last time.
We was supposed to go to Houston.
Bitch, Houston, bitch. My car ain't even fixed, hoe. I ain't going to Houston.
But that's
my
how she
ain't fixed. If I could drive to Houston, bitch, yeah.
That's how she do us, though. That's how she do us, America. She said she gonna
though,
she
bro.
Gonna have our bag.
And then it was people that spend money up in there.
Where, hey?
Like, bitch, them hoes had the Rolls Royce.
Where it was? Where y'all was in Kendall?
Over there at besides another hookah booth.
Okay.
But see, that's the thing. I'm thinking that was supposed to be open.
Well, look.
Oh, bitch,
hold that thought,
Tiki was open on Decatur.
And Tiki's open.
They was open.
That's what's up. Well, Star, since you just came in last, why don't you give us your
ooh, you
social media?
That bottle, huh?
We all hit that before we started.
I'm mad, bitch, come on.
Look, Katie Star, where can we reach you at on Instagram?
At Star Love, at Star with one R underscore, and Love with three V's and three E's. We at the purple room, you guys.
The purple who? The purple what? Not no purple home. The purple house.
The purple room.
We ain't in no purple room.
The purple room.
Shit, this is the purple house, y'all. Yeah, y'all hear that?
Shit,
under the production of Not So Canon. So, do you remember where you left off, my love?
Wait,
let her finish this and we about to shut down.
Okay, but so, like, being part of the LGBTQ community and, like, being part of a non-white community, you don't get the same support that white LGBTQ people get. And it's already hard enough to, like, That's what I was saying was like it's that's one thing that I forget what it was before that, but what I was trying to get at is that it's hard enough for us. That's one thing that we can definitely have in common.
Right. Like okay.
And it's also very important to just like make sure that you have that sense of community, because if you don't, like that shit will eat you alive.
But my thing is like okay, for instance, what's your ethnic background?
I'm half Chilean and white trash.
Okay. Are you accepted by your Caucasian side?
No.
Are you accepted by your Chilean side?
Yes.
Yes.
Which is very weird. And if the only reason I say yes is only because my dad was the only person that knew about that, except for my siblings, youngest of six. When I came out to my dad's trans, he actually came out to me as gay. And he would have been 86 this year.
Oh, that's awesome. Yeah. That's awesome. Like, you know, one of the things also that one of my friends was talking about, she turned around and said that she was like not accepted from both sides of her ethnic background, which was, no, that's mine. Mm-hmm. But she wasn't accepted by her both of her sides of her ethnic background, which was black, white, and she said French. But the French people love her, you know. But French people love everybody because right. their name is love. No. I got one inside of the folder, in one of the little color things.
But the only reason I would say yes about that is because.
Right here.
Like, that's literally it.
In the pack. Yeah. If she opened it, they got a mirror in it.
But that, and even then, like, most of my dad's side of the family still lives in Chile, so I don't really, I've never been there.
Right.
I've talked to my grandma.
Well, I take my nieces and nephews.
I've talked to, like, my grandma and stuff like that. Because we practice stuff, but, yeah.
Well, my love, Damien, do you have any closing words on our topic so far?
Yeah, totally. Just be who you are. This is like
play yourself, be who you are, and be real.
2020 is over. You know, we still in this millennium type of thing.
2020 don't owe us shit. 2020 don't owe us shit.
Neither is 21 or 22.
Be who you are. Relate. You know, there's a lot of things I hear, and it's not just music that you relate to and that you can use as an outlet or and just be yourself and show people who you are. I'm gay. I'm black.
Next guest appearance.
Too. And like, I look good and I do what I do.
You do.
Fucking amazing. Okay. Amazing. And as long as I feel good on stage, hey, I'm happy, because you know what makes me feel good?
Kissed.
Y'all feel good. So. At the end of the
that's
day,
what's up. All right, love. You know, that's what's
baby,
up.
That's in everything, baby. If you turned on, I'm turned on. Don't ask me what I'm turned on, because I'm going to ask you.
All right. And Damien, where can our audience reach you on social media?
On Instagram, you can hit me up at DamienDancer84. That's right.
Damien Dancer.
On Facebook, Damien Pierre Bonds, right?
Did you give your social media stuff?
I'm going to do it as soon as we get done.
Okay, well, Ness with the slacking. Big thighs and the big fries and the shake, because the jelly is not whatever.
You can find us by typing it in, folks. You can also just follow, look on your friends list, and guess what?
Booyah, sure it's there. Right there.
504.
Y'all, and like my final words is, for all who have made it through 2020, which was hard for us.
They don't owe you shit.
But be strong, because there's light at the end of the tunnel. In the words of Journey, don't stop believing. DJ, play that track. Y'all already know me. I'm Tracy. Y'all can follow me on Instagram, Miss T504, or Miss Tracy. That's MZ _T or Tracy 504. Y'all definitely thank y'all for checking us out tonight as we gave y'all music of the millennial. Where a star should have been, but unfortunately, she went to go get drunk. And
what do you do when you live in a celebrity life?
Don't stop believing. Don't stop believing.
You know how that celebrity gets, baby.
Wow.
I like that was a weird. Another one. I'll do it.
It's just for the.
Yeah.
Tracy, cash me outside.
No, but the money sign was a dash. The money sign then dash. D-A-S-S-S-H.
Oh, I didn't know you could change your name on that. Okay, I gotcha. That's cool. That's like Stacy Dash. Who pulled off? Who the boss is locked in the door?
Oh,
okay. But I'm gonna go to. Smell of wine, cheap perfume.